Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, coming to you again today with our very special guest, a PhD graduate from Old Dominion University, Dr. Aaron L. Smith. His experiences as a mathematics teacher and administrator have served him well. His passion for workplace readiness and STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, has been shared on the local, state, and national levels. He's received the WHRO Technology Administrator Award and the Crystal Star Award from the National Dropout Prevention Center. His most recent experiences from Denby Aviation Academy, where the program has received many workplace-related honors, from becoming a PRIME, which stands for Partnership Response in Manufacturing Education School, thanks to the Society of Manufactured Engineers Education Foundation, to the awarding of hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants for the schools that he has worked with. So he is the author of Awakening Your STEM School and is now leading the transformation within communities and schools to create a pipeline of workforce-ready employees thanks to his five-point STEMS initiative. Please welcome to the show today, Dr. Aaron Smith. Hi, Aaron. So glad to have you here.
Hi, Emerald. How you doing?
I am so awesome. Super stoked to have you here and very excited to dive into our conversation today.
Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor for me as well.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you a lot, Aaron, because one of the things that I know that you are doing is you are answering your own calling. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your calling and, you know, your desire to be of service on a much bigger level than you have been up until now. Let's talk about kind of what's been stirring in you, like what called you initially into this realm of service. And what is stirring in you that's inviting you to grow even bigger and to create more of an impact?
I've always enjoyed being around kids. I guess it's because I feel like I'm a kid myself. But I started off as a math teacher, and eventually I turned into an administrator, where I'm currently the program administrator at Denby High School's Aviation Academy. I feel like I've found my element where I'm dealing with STEM, but also I'm learning how important workforce readiness skills are to students, not only in school, but employees. I mean, that's the secret to a prosperous society, is building the perfect public school and also creating a workforce pipeline so that kids and whoever board is ready from day one.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love the idea of readiness, Aaron. So let's dive in a little bit deeper to that and specifically into workforce readiness. So one of the things that you are really brilliant at is helping organizations and administrations and, you know, municipalities and school districts and so forth to really create a new vision for their system, for the system that's not really super functioning. And so what's fascinating to me is, like, you have been within the system, and now coming from within the system, you are seeing how change can be initiated. And it requires a lot of courage to be able to stand in a broken system and say, this is broken. Because so many people, I think, just keep going with the broken system because they just, I don't know why. But you have courage. So I want to talk about the courage that it takes to actually be standing out and speaking out and shining a spotlight on systems that are not really functioning very well. Talk about some of your personal experience, but also give us, like, a story, if you could, of somebody that you were able to support and help, or a system that you were able to support and help in making the change, and the courage that it took for you to be able to do that and for the system to be able to change too.
I think for one thing is it's broken because people don't know the right questions to ask. It's like they don't know what to ask or how to build something. And when I've looked and researched this to better our kids in our program, it dawned on to me that there is no solution to this. Everybody understands the importance of workforce readiness, but there's no simple equation to make it work. However, in doing my research and doing my listening and talking with various leaders in various industries, I've learned that there's several steps that are in common to really make an effective way to happen. And one such way that I've seen it happen is we're partners with Fort Eustis, which is the transportation for the Army, which delivers a lot of aircraft mechanics and pilots. So when these guys get ready to retire, they have a wealth of knowledge. We're talking 15, 20, in some cases 25 years of mechanical experience, but they do not have that certification that really needs them and helps them launch into a commercial career. So what we've done is we've partnered with them so that our kids are working side by side with mechanics. And as the mechanics are working with the kids, they're also working with a qualified AMP instructor, which is an airframe and power plant instructor, where they're actually understanding the terminology, they're understanding the language, and then preparing for the test indirectly, and it's creating a service that a software program just can't offer. So it's a win-win for both the school and the Army without even costing anybody a dime.
Well, not only does it not cost anybody a dime, from what I'm hearing from that, Aaron, you're also opening up, I want to call it highways, right? Or channels. Like, you're opening up channels for the transfer of knowledge, for the transfer of wisdom, for the capturing of some of the wisdom of some of these people who have the deep experience and the transport of that over to the youth that you're working with. I do want to come back to courage, and I want you to talk specifically about your own courage to stand in a broken system and say, this isn't working. So I'd love to have you just talk a little bit about what it takes for you to be able to do that.
I understand the importance of the program that I'm dealing with, and I see kids day in and day out from various backgrounds. And I think what bothers me the most is that I see kids that are struggling. We're talking about English language kids. We're talking about economically challenged kids who are struggling to not only understand the basics, but are really falling into deeper poverty because the system is broken. And there's no such thing as a perfect system, but we have to strive for perfection. And the way that you do that is somebody has to take a stand, you know, and not point the finger and say, this is wrong, but get up and actually try to fix it. And that's what I'm trying to do. I feel like there's a purpose in me to say, guys, we can talk the talk all day long, but unless we unite together as a country, as a world, and say, this is what has to improve, our children, our most precious resource, is not going to be better in the next generation. In some cases, it's going to be worse. It starts with a conversation. It starts with a plan. And then making that plan come to work.
I love that. Making that plan come to work. So part of what Men on Purpose do is they do create. They create something out of nothing. So I'd love to have you talk about how you have been in the process recently, as well as in the past, of creating something out of nothing. So you're the author of Awakening Your STEM School and been actively engaged in creating your 5-Point STEMS initiative. So I'd love to have you talk about the creative process, because you could be talking about it, you could be thinking about it, but you're actually engaged, fully engaged in the creative process. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about your own personal creative process and how you kind of keep yourself moving forward in that creative process as you pull out the solutions that you are here to offer to the problems of the systems that are not functioning right now.
One thing I'm noticing is that everybody has a story. Every situation has dynamics. And when you look at it, there's no two things that are equally the same. But what you have to do is to look at what common threads are appearing in the story, in the organizations. And then from there, you have to make inferences to say, what is going on? Why are these things happening? How do you redirect it? You know, Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over without making a change. And in a lot of ways, we're using old models and antiquated ways in teaching our children, in expecting the workforce of the 21st century to be prepared when we're actually taking steps backwards. You know, and it's a collective responsibility of everybody to make that work. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of listening. I'm definitely researching it, but I'm trying to make something there that I don't see existing. And that's what came up with the STEMS program. You know, it starts with the vision. And then once you create the vision, then you go through a series of steps from taking inventory of what's going on, not only in the national, state, and local areas, but you have to look at it and take that inventory of what you are needing and trying to fill. From there, you have to have those brave conversations. And it does start with making sure everybody understands not only the gravity of the situation, but more importantly, what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years once you come up and you make these actionable items come to life. Then from there, you know, you're creating more STEM and career technology education initiatives, but you start them in the school and you continue to pipeline them into the community college, into the industry professional development opportunities. And throughout this process, you need to have a network of conversations structured so that if it's not happening the way it should, you go to the table immediately rather than waiting 5 to 10 years down the road. By then, it's already too late in some cases.
I love that. I love that call that you're making to people to take immediate action. So what I heard in what you just said about your own creative process, just to distill it really quickly for our listeners, is what I'm hearing is that you look for patterns and you start asking questions internally of yourself first, and then you take that out into the world and start asking questions and illuminating those patterns and doing the deep listening. And as a result of all of those pieces, then you step into this creative zone and say, here's what I see. Here's how I see we can create the change. And what I also heard there was this idea of being in a community of what I'll call stakeholders, where people are not just planning and talking about it, but they're actually engaged on the ground and taking action and initiating on the ground and immediately being in response to the outcomes that want to be generated or to shifting the experiment if necessary, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right, because active stakeholders are what are going to make or break it. You know, what you put in is what you get out, but more importantly, what you believe in are the results you're going to obtain.
Beautiful. All right, we got to take a break. It's already past the halftime. So we will be right back. But before we go, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. I want to celebrate because not only have we already had thousands of downloads from all over the world, but I found out recently that the Men on Purpose podcast is in the iTunes top 200. So yay. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Virginia, which is where our guest Aaron is from right now. Shout out to those listeners, and we will be right back right after this with Dr. Aaron Smith, where we're going to talk a little bit about coaching.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Dr. Aaron Smith, and he is the author of Awakening Your STEM School and is also the creator of a 5-point STEMS initiative system that supports school districts and administrations and municipalities and corporations even to get on board to fix the broken school system so that we have a workforce ready pipeline of students that are coming out after 12 years of education. Mm-hmm. So Aaron, it's such a huge mission, such a huge vision that you have and such a great way that you've distilled it. And I want to talk to you a little bit now about coaching, because I know that you engage in coaching and I know that, you know, part of what you're here to offer is you're here to kind of awaken the districts and the people that you're here to serve. But awakening is, I have found, not always enough, right? Sometimes once the awakening happens, then it's very useful and very helpful to have a coach or a mentor to really help bring the awakening into full action in the world. So can you talk to me a little bit about the importance of coaching in your own life and how you consult with some of the people that you work with to help them gain the edge in really shifting this system that's not functioning anymore so that it will finally function and serve the world?
Yeah, I mean, growing up throughout my life, there was nothing more important to me than baseball and food. And through those days, you know, I really had some phenomenal coaches. I mean, they worked with me one-on-one as a group, and they made sure they got the best out of me. And that DNA transferred to me when I became a coach myself, coaching students in American Legion or coaching varsity softball or collegiate baseball summertime. That's part of the reason why I got into teaching, is that I love being able to work with people who want to better themselves. And through that process, you know, you gain a lot of knowledge, but at the same time, you can pick up a lot of important things from people as well. And to this day, I mean, I still have a bunch of people that I can call up anytime if I have a question and, you know, get their honest opinion without getting my feelings hurt. And that's part of our journey in life, is we are called to help one another. Sometimes it's just listening. Sometimes it's side by side with them working through a problem. But, you know, as humans, that is our duty. That is our obligation, is to making one another better. And that's where I feel like I am right now in life, is I'm at a level where I can see some of the things that a lot of other people aren't able to see and pick up patterns that other people aren't able to pick up when it comes to workplace readiness and really show them how to really make them come to life.
Yeah, great. And so I do want to actually take this a little bit deeper, Aaron, because there is, I think, a big difference between coaching in the sense of, you know, coaching the baseball team, where you absolutely are making a huge difference and an impact and an impression on the kids that you're working with, and professional coaching and personal and professional development, like personal and professional development where you're actually making an investment. So I do want to talk to that, and I really want to help our listeners understand that yes, it is important to be a contributor, and it's also important to be compensated if you are standing in that coaching or consulting position. So can you talk a little bit about the value you've found in investing in yourself and also the value you've seen in your experiences where a school system or an administration or a municipality has invested in bringing in expert help? Can we talk about that?
Sure. When you talk about investing in myself, let's say, for example, you know, you're going to reach new levels. Sometimes it's going to be a deeper sense of awareness. Sometimes it's going to be tapping a new talent that you've never discovered before. And when you put more time in and you put the energy and the resources into yourself, you're going to get more out of it. And it's not necessarily working hard about it. It's just working smarter about it. When you feel like things are coming together, that's the time to sit down and type about it. When you feel like things are going in the right direction, you push that momentum until you're tired and say, okay, I've had enough for one day. When you shift it to a school or a municipality that's interested in it, what you have to do is you want to let them know that you are there side by side with them and you are just as invested in them as you are yourself. That's how you guarantee success. And I remind people all the time, the best foundations are the ones that are not built overnight, but built through a series of strategic steps and over a period of time with valued stakeholders.
I love that. Whew, valued stakeholders built over a period of time. Such a beautiful way of expressing the depth of work that you are here to offer. And, you know, let's be clear, Men on Purpose listeners around the world, when you're taking on an initiative as enormous as shifting an entire, like, deeply entrenched systemic issue, it is going to require the capacity to have patience and the capacity to also celebrate the small wins, right? Because it's a big, gnarly thing that you are engaged in, Aaron. So how do you keep yourself, like, let's talk about the celebration here. How do you keep yourself, like, motivated and pumped up and excited? And what do you do to celebrate when you've had a win? You're like eating the elephant here, right? Mm-hmm. So even a small win makes a big difference. And so can you talk a little bit about how you celebrate when you have achieved something, whether it's getting a new contract with a municipality or a school district, or whether it is, you know, advancing the plan on your next book, or whether it is getting booked to speak on some great podcast like the Men on Purpose podcast? Mm-hmm. How do you celebrate?
The way I celebrate is a couple ways. One is we as a family go out and celebrate at a dinner, you know, and no matter if it's our kids making the honor roll or somebody getting a degree, we always take time to celebrate those achievements, because without your faith and family, nothing else can come before you. So not only does that happen, I then become more courageous in taking it to the next step. So it could be something as simple as adding this technology spin to it, or really taking, let's just say, STEMs to the next level 2.0, where somebody else may have a different set of problems, but it still falls along that workforce readiness pipeline. Then they're able to attach themselves to the success. And as you know, success breeds success. And you are surrounding yourself with people that are motivated, committed, and willing to take you to the next level. So yes, I mean, I'm very blessed when people come and say, we would like for you to come and help me with X, Y, Z. Or I get an email saying, we are hiring you to do ABC over a period of several months. It's rewarding because it affirms my initial belief that there is something that has to be changed, and they're recognizing it. And then we work together to improving their area.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk about how people can find you, Aaron. I'm particularly interested in helping you to get more speaking opportunities, for sure, and definitely getting hired by some of those school districts and municipalities across the country that could really use the level of expertise and really the brilliance that you have to offer, and also the structure. Like, what I really love best about what you're offering, Aaron, to the world is you're not just coming in and saying, hey, this is a problem and it needs to be fixed, and you walk out the door. You're walking in and saying, this is a challenge. This is where we can innovate. And here's the steps to do it that you can clearly take, no matter what kind of a district or municipality or, you know, situation that you have. You've really codified what it is that systems can do, school districts and municipalities can do, to be able to start to initiate and rapidly create change in their system. So let people know where they can find you.
All right. So I can be located at workforcereadinesssolutions.com. I'm on available on Twitter at @asmith_books. And I'm also available on LinkedIn, Facebook. So pretty much all the areas that a lot of people are doing social media. I tell everybody, stay tuned, because you're going to be seeing some even greater and more phenomenal things coming down the pipeline. And I look forward to working with everybody too.
Beautiful. So for those of you who are interested in booking Aaron to speak into your area, then definitely get in touch with him at Workforce Readiness Solutions, or hire him if you are a school district or an administrator or even a municipal you know, leader, an economic development director or something like that in municipalities, a mayor. So I'm shouting out to all of you who are listening out there, because Aaron's definitely got some incredible, incredible work that he can offer to you and to your communities. So thanks so much, Aaron, for being on the show. Is there one final thing that you would like to say before we close to inspire our men on purpose around the world who are called to something big like you are, so that they'll say yes to their calling?
Take the road less traveled. That journey that you're making is going to inspire other people in your area and around the world that they can do it and they can be successful. So that's probably the best words of advice I can give you, is do not be afraid to step out into the unknown. Expect challenges, expect successes at the same time too, but nice. Definitely do that.
I love that. Expect challenges and expect successes. All right. I love closing on the expectation of success, Aaron. So thank you so much for being with us today. And listeners, we do love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.